Blog Talk Radio.
News, information, opinion, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honored dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life, the sunrise of a new world. A world that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel this sacrifice a vain or empty one. And we will not debate his profound wisdom in these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Others?
Yes, people, if you haven't been living under a rock, the news came down this week that the passing of Mr. Spock himself, Leonard Nimoy, and we take a few minutes to remember this iconic science fiction character and the person who played him. I am the Surfer, and I'm joined by Jordan Cobb, and this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And
hello.
We thank you for tuning in and listening, either live or later on the downloads. And if you want to join us, how can they join us, Jordan?
They can join us numerous ways. They can pick up their phone and call the number 215-253-4516. We'd really appreciate that. You can come on via Skype. Just call or add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. It's all lowercase. Or you can type out your thoughts on the show and chat with us in the Listen Live chat room at www.silversurfer.com. www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live.
So how have you been, Jordan?
I've been pretty good. Been fine.
Is there anything, any research you've done on Leonard Nimoy you want to talk about? Or?
I already knew a lot there was to know about Nimoy, so...
No, I'm asking, do you anything you want to say?
It just fucking sucks, man. He was a great talent. I absolutely loved it. It was like, what do you have to do with Spock? Like, convey charisma, you know, and so many emotions while just keeping a blank face. And he did such an amazing job of that. He really was... It was watching a great talent at work doing something like that. And to see all his overalls, you know, Galatron, Kingdom Hearts, but my personal favorite being Fringe, since whenever he and John Noble would Sarah Sheen, it was great. The chemistry between them was fantastic. And his character himself, Dr. William Bell, was indeed fascinating. And of course, photography's nice. I did read his poetry. I often read his poetry. There was,
You loved his singing, didn't you?
Well, who did? Come on.
You loved that Bilbo song.
Who doesn't? If you don't, fuck you. Like I said, I read his poetry. It's fantastic, you know. One in particular that I really liked that sometimes gave me a good bit of encouragement was, I may not be the fastest, I may not be the tallest or the strongest, I may not be the best or the brightest, but one thing I can do better than anyone else, that is to be me.
Well, okay, well, should we move on? Or should we
My thoughts were his family and all other fellow Star Trek fans. Damn it, this just hurt.
What was it, like 84? 83. 83, yes. He had been sick for a minute now. I do remember seeing stuff online say, yeah, he's in the hospital. But, a lot of times when you hear celebrities are sick on Facebook, you really gloss over it because you don't know what's true and what's not true. But then the word came down, he passed away. And this was what, Thursday? Or Wednesday
Friday.
Or Thursday?
Friday.
Oh, it was just Friday.
It was Friday when he passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember because I was in the midst of the new season of House of Cards when I got the news.
So, that's that. You know, live long and prosper. For all those who are still around, and Nanu Nanu.
Shut.
You say?
Really? Nanu Nanu?
Hey, that's a universal greeting. Do you not know that by now?
I know, but why you gotta bring that up one now? Why you gotta bring that one up now?
That is the universal greeting. I gotta say a few things, you know. Mr. Spock, I mean, he wrote some great children books about, you know, raising your kids, and it's like, wrong Dr. Spock. Anyway.
God damn it.
You know, I was off topic. I was a kid, and there used to be this show used to come on the air that showed horror movies, and of course, me being afraid of horror movies, it scared me. But I used to watch the beginning, because the guy who did the show, his name was Dr. Shock. And so as a little kid, I thought Shock and Spock was the same guy for a minute. And, what can I say? Positive note, this Tuesday's Free Pancake Day, so... Oh, you people,
you better not. IHOP around me.
Huh?
You better not. Goddamn IHOP around me.
I tell you, man, you got to move. You got to move. So,
money first.
We gave out the phone number, right?
Yes. I told everyone how they could join.
You told everybody how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I'm doing better than last week. I'm glad to hear it, you know. Not 100%, but about 90 at this point. Getting better. getting strong, ready to take on the universe, keep it safe. You know, that's my job out there. That's why I was created in this universe. You know what? I forgot to bring up my... Only going to take me a second. The box office numbers. You know, we got to start with that since there's a movie out there that relates to us. Here we go. Box office mojo. Kingsman, second place, finally. Brought in $11.7 million over the weekend. I knew it would eventually surpass 50 Shades on the charts, but I thought it would be last week. It turned out this week. So its domestic total is $85 million. Its worldwide total is $209 million. So Matthew Vaughn, you got a hit. Nothing to be ashamed of. Even though people wanted to see bondage over superheroes. Well, not superheroes, but super spies, that is. SpongeBob won't go away. Came in third place, made $11 million. Its total is up to $140 million. $236 worldwide. You're a SpongeBob fan, aren't you?
Nope.
Me either. I just don't get it. And not to say I'm putting down anybody who does. I mean, if you're a kid that grew up watching SpongeBob, that's more power to you.
That's not my thing.
I don't get adults that watch SpongeBob. I mean, to me, I don't get it. Oh, and shout out to Birdman, winning Best Picture at the Academies last week, and Best Director. Came up short on Best Actor, but, you know, can't win them all. You think it was a coincidence that it didn't win Best Actor, where every place else it won Best Actor, and every place else it lost Best Movie but won Best Movie?
I don't know, because I really can't predict the Academy.
You don't think it's a conspiracy?
I don't really get, you know, I really don't give two shits about the Academy Awards too much.
Why not? Why?
Because the Academy really is out of touch for a long-ass goddamn time. And also, they just don't really know what... It just seems like they're just telling us what the best movies are. So
I didn't watch a second of it last week. That's usually I try to tune in and try to catch something. But this year, I didn't give a damn.
Also, this is boring, and also, it's really just fucking up.
I mean, seeing what you call him is in his undies, I'm sorry I missed that, but, you know.
You know, there are a bunch of fucking articles out there about why the Academy is just so stupid and wrong, so just go look up any amount of those.
And do you think the people should vote or the industry when it comes to the Academy?
To tell you, I really don't care about the Academy that much. I don't really have an answer. Nor do I even really want to think of one.
You are no help at all. What are you here for?
I just don't... Man, the Academy is... By the way, the Academy also got a stick up their ass, so...
I mean, what are you here for if you don't have an opinion?
Oh, I just don't think about the Academy that much. I only think about it when it's about December... Or when the nominees are announced, and then I watch
the
show.
Who are you? What happened to Jordan Cobb?
Hold on. And then I watch the show, which I make fun of my friends, and then the cycle repeats with that.
What happened to Jordan Cobb? I used to know a guy named Jordan. I don't know what happened to him. It's like he become dark and cynical. So, you know what?
Or maybe he realized that the Academies don't really matter that much.
I can't bring up that Google document you sent me so we can get started on the news.
What?
I had it, and then I shut my browser down for a second, and now I can't bring it back up on. I can't find the link you sent me. Oh, here we go.
Now you mentioned the Academy Awards, and again, we got they didn't seem to have like a real strife against anything that blockbusters and such or superhero movies. Just it's. That's been a thing. It seems like it's been going around this certain.
Because they're out of touch.
Awards. Well, yeah, that's also a problem with the Academy. Out of touch. But I love what James Gunn wrote on his Facebook today after the Academy Awards. I'm going to read it right now. I didn't really find Jack Black superhero jokes offensive. Did you guys, like, it was like a joke. I'm not sure if you guys noticed, but the running of the Oscars doesn't seem to be all that well thought out. But, he goes on to talk about the Dan Gilroy comments that we hit, that we touched on last week ourselves. And he goes on to say, whatever the case, whatever the truth, whatever the truth is, popular fare in any medium has always been snubbed by a self-appointed elite. I've already won more awards than I ever expected for Guardians. What bothers me slightly is that many people assume that you make big films, that you put less love, care, and thought into them than people who make independent films or who make what are considered to be more serious Hollywood films. I've made B movies, independent movies, children's movies, horror movies, and gigantic spectacles. I find there are plenty of people everywhere making movies for a buck or two to feed their own vanity. And then there are people who do what they do because they love storytelling, they love cinema, and they want to add back to the world some of the same magic they've taken from the works of others. In all honesty, I do not find a strikingly different percentage of those with integrity and those without working within any of those of these fields of film. If you think people who make superhero movies are dumb, come out and say we're dumb. But if you, as an independent filmmaker or a, quote, serious filmmaker, think you put more love into your characters than the Russo brothers do Captain America or Joss Whedon does The Hulk or I do a Talking Raccoon, you are simply mistaken.
And that is why, folks, me and Jordan, we're going to put together the Superhero Awards, okay, where we give out awards, superhero movies only. Any movie that's talky or horror or action based or romantic, it will not be nominated. Only the superhero movies. That's right. So send your proceeds to us so we can get this started. You win, right?
What?
You with me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. So you just saying that just to keep your job. You don't want to do no award show. You have no vision.
It suits me.
You have no vision, but that's fine.
I do. Oh, fuck you. The fuck I don't have vision. Kiss
Come on,
my
man.
Ass.
Language. Language, people. Language.
I'm sorry. You insult me not having vision? I'm going to give you the same thing.
Language.
Okay, screw you then.
No, because I don't go that way. I'm
better?
Not, I'm
Is
not,
that better?
I'm not by... I'm like Catwoman. Which...
Yeah. Oh, nice juggling. This week in in Catwoman number 39, Catwoman kissed the I think her name was Mako. I know I've been keeping up with the book, but hold on. Iko. Who's taking up the Catwoman mantle since Selena Kyle is the head of the Calabrese mob family. And they seem to have a bit of a love affair because they kiss each other. And the writer, Gwyneth Valentine, and DC Comics have officially come out and stated that, yes, Catwoman is bisexual.
Okay. Is this a surprise or a shock? I mean, didn't we already kind of assume that for a long time?
I already assumed that long ago.
I mean, if you look at the year one story, right? I think you assume like the girl that Catwoman was kind of keeping safe was, you know, somewhat involved. She was somewhat involved with her. I mean, it just seemed like they just it seemed like a cheap effect because I think most people probably assume Catwoman would do something like that, and no one really cared, and now they're trying to make a big deal about it. It's...
I haven't seen that.
I mean, like, okay, what? What are they doing now? Is she gonna have a relationship with a woman in this, or just because she kissed a woman they wanted to say, oh yeah, she's bisexual? Because I've kissed women. No one accused me of being bisexual. You know.
Well, clearly she. Well, what? Selena's clearly having a split feelings for Akiko, and Ikko. Sorry, I'm fucking that up. Ikko and. It leaves off on that with Selena putting together her plan. So we're not going to know until like the next issue comes out in a month. But honestly, I haven't seen. I saw this as like a nice little twist in the story that doesn't feel gimmicky at all to me. I haven't seen that big a deal being made of it. Like no one is protesting or anything. So
let's do the protest.
She kissed a woman because you know people got. So up in goddamn arms about last week's Walking Dead when they saw Aaron and Eric kiss. And I'll tell you something about that. The people who didn't get angry were the ones who have already read the book and know of Aaron's homosexuality. But there are those that probably have read the book.
Okay.
And by the way, I can't believe my child saw this. If you're watching The Walking Dead with your child and you're upset about two men kissing, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Please. Sorry. I don't read the book. Okay, but in the zombie apocalypse, right, if it's not many people around, eventually human nature is going to take over. And look, I don't know if these two guys were gay before there was an apocalypse or they became lovers after the apocalypse and there was nobody else but each other and... Who cares? You know, you gotta survive zombies. You don't worry about who's sleeping with who at night.
Yeah, before the apocalypse.
Okay, but you know, I'm more worried about a zombie taking a bite out of my ass than two men kissing. Okay, because two men kissing will not turn me into a zombie tomorrow. A zombie bite me in my ass—that's a different story. And I didn't see. You know, I didn't see the episode until like the other day, but I saw online, you know, articles, you know, talking about the homosexual kiss and all this other stuff, and I was like, well, I thought maybe they was talking about somebody, some guys in the group, but now it's two new characters. Now do you know if they stick around long or one of them sticks around long or?
Well, Aaron's established from the books, as is Aaron. I'm trying to pull up some.
Well, most people that show up on the show is from the book, but the question is, whether they stick around or not.
Yeah, Aaron's still around.
Okay.
Again, I'm trying to make sure I'm seeing if Eric is, but. Hey,
you don't have to worry about that. I'm just saying, like, people need to. Come into the 21st century and realize that if it ain't your life and it don't affect you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, two guys kissed on TV, so what?
Yeah, just calm the fuck down, people, and get in the 21st century.
Oh, language.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna start a language jar with you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, we have to uphold the standard for the children that listen to our show, you know.
What standard?
The standard I set. That standard. Standard, we're a family show. Family shows that they talk about family stuff like Adventure Time, which I don't watch, but I guess you do watch.
Adventure Time is awesome.
I can't get past the animation, but they're making an Adventure Time movie. Now, this could be an animated movie or a live action movie?
Animated.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I guess with the success of SpongeBob, it's just a question of matter. It was a matter of time before Adventure Time get made into a movie.
I think people were thinking of that long ago.
Yeah, but, I mean, every cartoon successful on TV doesn't necessarily translate to a feature-length movie.
Well, the Lego Movie producer Roy Lee and Lego Batman movie director Chris McKay are going to produce the feature-length film based on the Cartoon Network series for Warner Bros., which is currently at 6th season, with a 7th one on the way.
And
a TV film was previously like in development, but those plans got scrapped.
Wait, so this is going to be a TV film or
no,
theatrical?
Feature length.
Right, okay.
Again, I said a TV one.
A TV film is not the same as a...
I know. I was saying a TV one was previously...
Oh, okay. My bad. You know.
Listen.
I can't listen. I'm talking over you.
Dick.
That's not nice.
Well, I'm excited. I love Adventure Time. I think it's a damn great show.
Okay, and so what is this? Okay, explain to me Adventure Time. Is this some kind of post-apocalyptic or just another realm? Or
Yeah,
what?
It follows Sandy Human and his best friend Jake the dog, who can save Chef, and who battle monsters to save princesses in the mystical land of Ooh, which, as it turns out, is Earth after a post-apocalypse thing.
And this is like the only boy left, the only male, the only human?
No, not the only human. There are plenty of humans left. He's like the most human character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's supporting characters like Princess Bubblegum, Ice King, Marceline, the Vampire Queen, Lumpy Space.
They
Princess,
don't sound human.
Earl of Lemongrab, and of course the best character ever, Peppermint Butler.
They don't sound human, but I'll take your word for it.
I wasn't saying they were human. I just said there were other supporting characters.
No. I'm talking about human though, like person, just regular person. This red-blooded American earthling.
Well, they gotta be American.
I'm just saying. He speaks English. He doesn't speak the Queen's English, so... Anyway, you mentioned Lego Movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you have some more Lego Movie news for us?
Oh, yeah. The fact that the sequel for the movie got a director...
Okay, that's not good news. Maybe, but okay.
Yeah, it is, because it's Rob Schrab, who previously has done episodes of the Mini Project, Community, and... Let's see.
But why not Lord and Miller?
And worked at... Hold on. And worked on Monster House. Now, let me calm you and almost everyone else down.
I'm not in a panic.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller are still writing it.
Yeah, but they, you know, may not... Listen, I'm not saying this guy can't do a good job directing, but sometimes you switch directors, you know, you don't get the same results. You get a less than stellar result. I mean, sometimes you get a better result, i.e. Captain America Winter Soldier. Which is better than First Avenger, which both movies are pretty good, but...
Well, Schrab wrote Monster House, which was nominated for an Academy Award, so... Again, Lord and Miller are still writing.
I can't say because it got nominated for Academy Award, because Lego Movie didn't get nominated. So, that means nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, all credibility goes out the window when it comes to animation with the Academy, because they didn't nominate the Lego Movie.
I think any sort of credit with the Academy has gone out long ago.
Congratulations to the winner, which was the right winner, which was Big Hero 6.
Oh, you mean the safe bet for the Academy?
It wasn't a safe bet. It was the...
It
was the right movie. Okay.
Yeah,
I saw most of the movies. It's like only one of the movies that got nominated I didn't see. Which I'm trying to figure out why was it nominated if nobody saw it. But that's fine. And much as I love the Lego movie,
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.